and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It's 30 days until Election Day. Tomorrow marks a year since the Hamas attacks that started Israel's war with Gaza. Vice President Harris tells CBS 60 Minutes, Biden administration and prospective Harris administration are standing firm.
Making clear our principles, which include the need for humanitarian aid, the need for this war to end, the need for a deal to be done, which would release the hostages and create a ceasefire. And we're not going to stop.
Harris spoke with 60 Minutes for tomorrow night's primetime election special. Former President Trump has declined to participate after initially agreeing to an interview. Harris is not campaigning today. Trump is, and he'll be in Juneau, Wisconsin. In Beirut, Lebanese officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed 23 people and injured 100. The BBC's John Donnison is in Jerusalem.
Overnight, Israel's military continued to hit Lebanon hard. In the capital, Beirut, a huge orange fireball lit up the sky after a massive explosion. Israel says it's now struck more than 2,000 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon.
Forecasters say tropical storm Milton will get stronger quickly and grow into a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall in Florida. But exactly where it will land, well, that's still a mystery. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Jack Bevin.
Folks on the west coast of the Florida Peninsula should monitor the progress of the storm. There may be a possibility of some sort of watches sometime later today. But at this point, it's too early to pin down any precise area that might be most affected.
Bevin says Milton could land in Florida Wednesday. As much of Florida, Tennessee, and North Carolina clean up from Hurricane Helene, former President Trump has falsely claimed that FEMA is about $1 billion short because the money is going to undocumented immigrants. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on ABC's This Week.
It's frankly ridiculous and just plain false. This kind of rhetoric is not helpful to people. You know, it's really a shame that we're putting politics ahead of helping people, and that's what we're here to do.
About 600 Boston hotel workers have just walked off the job, joining 4,100 others on strike in four U.S. cities. WBZ-TV's Tiffany Chan.
The Hotel Workers Union has been negotiating a new contract since April, and they have held a series of three-day strikes that started last month. They're calling for more staffing, better working conditions, and increased pay.
They've struck Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott hotels in Boston, Honolulu, San Diego, and San Francisco, protesting COVID area cuts that haven't been restored. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine over the area today. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and gusty northwest winds up around 30 at 35 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, mid-30s, and there will be some areas of frost. Right now, it's 55.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
Bill Gale's orchestra there and kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party with the Beer Barrel Polka. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim the Polka Guy, keeping you company here. The wonderful program that we're doing today. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, you got lots of good tunes here. A little German Hofbrauhaus type music celebrating Oktoberfest. All right. Well, we've got Hey Cavalier Polka coming up right now for y'all. And this is from the Polka Padre.
Thank you.
That is the Polish Kid? No, that is the Polka Padre. Mm-hmm. Polish Kid I've got coming up in just a little bit. Right now, I'm going to call on Ray Conkle and the band, and he's going to perform for us from his latest album, and it's the Concertina Jamboree Polka album, and Harvey and Carol's Polka. It's Harvey and Carol's Polka, and it's performed by Ray Conkle and the band. And incidentally, that is a John Cech original composition. And he got permission from John to record this song and put it on his album. He does another one here. This is also a John Cech original, the Allenton Concertina Jamboree Polka. And they always have this thing going on up in Allenton, kind of like in the fall, and they've got their Concertina Jamboree. So let's give this one a spin, also from Ray Conkle. Thank you. Conkle and the Band and the Mountain Concertina Jamboree Polka. Okay. Well, now we call on our friends here, the Polish Connection. And the name of the album, She's Not Crying Anymore, and that's the title cut. And we're going to play that next.
She's not crying anymore, and she don't love me any longer. There's a smile upon her face, a new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore. She used to cry when I came home late. She couldn't buy the lies I told. All she wanted was to be needed, someone that she could call her own. Her love I knew I took for granted, till she just walked out of my door. Too little too late to say I'm sorry, 'cause she's not crying anymore. She's not crying anymore, and she don't love me any longer. There's a smile upon her face, a new love takes my place. She's not crying She picked herself up off the ground. I wasn't there when I was needed, but I was there to let her down. Sometimes, you know, I feel so foolish. If I knew then what I know now, another tear would have never fallen. If we could work things out somehow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim the Polka Guy, with you. This is the Polish Connection. Actually, I think it's the Polish Polka Family. Sorry about that. I get those two mixed up a little bit.
Rośnie trawka, zieleni się słonkiem, a na trawce siedzi Mania, rzeszkuję kochankę. Mamo woła na córuniu, a jej szkoda odejść, bo dotychczas nic nie trudno było. Się zmieniła, gdzie dwie nóżki.
You're Not Supposed to Nancy Seibert's band. Yeah, let's play another one here. This is Sugar Babies. We have Wanda and Stephanie coming up next.
You always told me that you love me, but alter Scheich. Er liebte 20 Frauen zugleich. Dann geht es rund, dann klingelt's in der Kasse.
So machen sie die halbe Nacht radau.
Und hinterher, dann sind sie alle blau.
Und singen dann.
Hoyer and his orchestra, and a little Bavarian, or the Wursthaus, yeah, type music here for the Oktoberfest. Well, with that, we're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show right here on Civic Media, WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5 on your FM dial. And we'll have lots more, including another tune here from Walt Hoyer.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Kamala Harris tells 60 Minutes the Biden administration stands by Israel on the eve of the one-year mark since the Hamas attacks.
It is, without any question, our imperative to do what we can to allow Israel to defend itself against those kinds of attacks.
And Harris says the administration is still looking for a ceasefire for hostages deal. Tropical Storm Milton is expected to be a major hurricane by the time it lands in Florida Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'd urge Floridians to take this storm very seriously. Do not get wedded to the cone.
If you're on the west coast of the Florida Peninsula, you could potentially have major impacts.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells ABC's This Week he watched former President Trump's return to Butler, Pennsylvania, where he was shot in July.
Yeah, I talked to President Trump right after it, and he was pleased. They had a massive crowd there and a lot of enthusiasm and energy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine over the area today. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and gusty northwest winds up around 30 at 35 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, mid-30s, and there will be some areas of frost. Right now, it's 58.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ach yeah, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. And we have in München State ein Hofbrauhaus. And this is Walt Hoyer and the orchestra. Here's a little tuba solo.
So long da oi di beda, am beda spergel steht. So long di grüne Isar durch Rathaus aus runter schaut, solang ma auf am Acker moi Graben moi Rümo baut, solang ma no im Wirtshaus am Moss von Fassel steht, solang ist um die Münchner Stadt auf
Thank you. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to our final segment here of the Polka Party. I have Cousin Fuzzy going to take us out of the program today. To play an old happy time is always stealing from me. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. And have yourself a great one. Don't forget, we air this again on a Sunday afternoon from 1 until 2. Bye-bye for now, everybody.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on this Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Tomorrow marks